Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Alberta Roundup. I'm your host, Rachel Emanuel, and a happy belated Alberta Day to you all. You might remember Premier Jason Kenney announced that Alberta would celebrate Alberta Day on September 1 during the Calgary Stampede. It's not a stat holiday, but some years it will fall on Labor Day, so you will get the day off. We celebrated the first Alberta Day on Thursday on Alberta's 117th birthday. Here's what Premier Jason Kenney had to say about it.
Alberta Day is an opportunity for us to stop for a moment and not to take that for granted. It is too easy for us to focus on our flaws and to take for granted our achievements. Today, let's focus on how it is that we have built a society that is, in so many ways, the envy of the world.
Today, we'll be discussing Premier Jason Kenney, who announced that Alberta will bring personal income taxes in line with inflation. Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland was cussed out while visiting Alberta. UCP leadership candidate Danielle Smith says a member of her campaign is being harassed following reports that he used to be a Liberal. Alberta's left-heavenant governor has waded into the UCP leadership race, and people are not happy. We'll have our usual UCP leadership race update, and UCP leadership candidate Todd Lowen absolutely roasts Justin Trudeau. Let's move into today's topics. Premier Jason Kenney announced on Tuesday that Alberta will bring personal income taxes in line with inflation for the 2022 tax year because the government's finances are back in order. The government de-indexed income taxes in 2019, meaning tax levels were no longer tied to inflation. In a video posted to social media, Kenney said his government is forecasting a surplus of $13.2 billion because of oil royalties and because government spending is under control. Here's what the premier had to say about it.
I want to share with you some great news about Alberta's improving provincial finances. When our government came to office over 3 years ago, we inherited a deficit of nearly $9 billion, and Alberta had been racking up more and more debt for over a decade. And that's why we gave Albertans a commitment that we would get our spending under control and grow the economy to bring our provincial finances back in order so we could begin reducing that debt instead of constantly increasing it as a mortgage on the future. Well, we've done just that. We kept our word. And in fact, in the last fiscal year, we reported a substantial surplus for the first time in 14 years. And I'm pleased to report today that based on our first quarter projections for the current fiscal year, we won't have a surplus of $515 million that we originally projected in the February budget, but instead a surplus of $13.2 billion. Of course, a lot of that is thanks to growth in commodity prices and royalty revenues, but fundamentally, we never would have had a balanced budget on the books this year had it not been for getting our spending under control and the broader growth in Alberta's economy.
Let's move into the controversy of the week. I'm sure you guys have seen videos of this circulating online by now. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland was cussed out by a protest while she was in Alberta. She was in Alberta for about a week, and the incident happened in Grand Prairie. During the stop, some Albertans made it very clear that they were not happy to see the Deputy Prime Minister and that they don't think she belongs in Alberta. Take a listen to the exchange.
Oh, right there she is. Elias.
Right there.
Right, that's Chrystia.
Chrystia.
Yes.
What the f*** are you doing in Alberta? You f***ing traitors. Get the f*** out of this province.
You don't belong here.
You're a fucking traitor!
Yeah, go ahead and hide.
It's all right, guys. You got a traitor in the elevator. Chrystia Freeland, I'm going.
Most people, including most of the UCP leadership candidates, quickly condemned the words and said this exchange was not appropriate and wouldn't result in a better deal for Alberta. However, not everyone agrees that the Freeland deserves their sympathy. Some people were quick to note that the Deputy Prime Minister was responsible for freezing Canadians' bank accounts during the Freedom Convoy. And an old video of Freeland resurfaced, which appears to show her laughing while discussing freezing bank accounts of some Freedom Convoy organizers. What do you think? Does the Deputy Prime Minister deserve our sympathy? Or is evil in the face of tyranny warranted? Okay, guys, what we're watching in the weeks ahead. Alberta's left-heavenant governor has waded into the UCP leadership race, and now people are calling for her resignation. Left-heavenant Governor Salma Lakhani on Thursday told reporters her office would independently evaluate UCP leadership frontrunner Danielle Smith's Alberta Sovereignty Act to determine whether it's constitutional before signing it into law. This is what she said, quote, "And we will get the appropriate advice that we need as to whether we can sign it, whether it's against our constitution," end quote. We've talked about the Alberta Sovereignty Act a lot of times. It is sort of dominating conversation in the UCP leadership race right now. Danielle Smith says that it would bar federal legislation deemed harmful to Alberta and its interest. Now, the Queen's representative in Canada is considered a ceremonial role by many, but Lacani said she's prepared for any backlash from people who believe she should play solely a ceremonial role. Now people are very angry. They're calling for her resignation. We'll see what happens in the weeks ahead, if those words have any teeth to them or if it's just talk. Let's move into our UCP leadership race update. Former UCP leadership contender John Horseman has endorsed Travis Taves. You guys might remember Horseman. He was only in the leadership race for about 2 weeks. He dropped out just before the first cutoff on July 20th. He dropped out less than an hour before that cutoff hit, saying the race was just too crowded. I spoke with him on Thursday, and he said the leadership race is about forging the leader Alberta needs. And he thinks Travis Taves has grown the most since putting his name forward for the premiership. Take a listen to what the two gentlemen had to say about the endorsement.
I'm here tonight with John Horseman. John, thank you for your endorsement. That's such a significant endorsement from an individual such as yourself, with such street credibility in the business community here in Alberta, and such a strong legacy of leadership at the ATB. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Travis. And I'm happy to be supporting Travis as I believe he's a candidate that's the best path forward for Alberta. And I look at where we are in the world, and I look at the future for Alberta, and I cannot be more optimistic. We are entrusted with energy security, food security, innovation, and frankly, because these are export industries, it's life or death, depending on how Alberta performs.
Yeah. UCP leadership candidate Danielle Smith says a member of her campaign is being harassed following reports that he used to be a Liberal. Okay, guys, here's what happened. On Sunday, the National Telegraph reported that Mike Butler, Smith's deputy campaign manager for Northern Alberta, used to run for the federal and provincial Liberals and NDP. He is in the lobbying industry, so he has lots of photos of himself online with politicians of all stripes, including Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, former NDP leader Jack Layton, as well as Ontario Liberal leader Kathleen Wynne. These are a lot of people that conservatives normally wouldn't associate with. After this report broke, Butler wrote a column for the Western Standard and Rebel News, basically saying that he was converted to conservatism during the COVID-19 pandemic, specifically after he declined the COVID-19 vaccine and saw how the unvaccinated were treated in Canada. Then, after that column broke, another photo emerged of him carrying an NDP banner during the most recent 2022 Canada Day parade. So the questions are swirling. What are his political allegiances? Where do his values lie? That being said, while all of this has been ongoing, Smith has said he is being harassed, as photos of his business card have been circulating online in people's videos, including some of the articles that we have mentioned. Meanwhile, Danielle Smith gained a lot of traction this week for two policy proposals that she put forward, including one which she said she would amend the Alberta Human Rights Act to prohibit employers from firing employees based on their vaccination status. Danielle Smith has also pledged to ban the province's post-secondary schools from implementing vaccine mandates on its students. You guys might have seen some of the craziness going on at Western University in London, Ontario. They've imposed a booster mandate, meaning that staff and students need to have two COVID-19 vaccines and a booster to attend campus this fall. Students and staff alike are unimpressed. About 400 people showed up to the university to protest last week, and a campaign called Enough is Enough is still working to see a reversal on that mandate. Let's move into the funniest moment of the week. One thing we haven't covered yet was the UCP leadership debate in Edmonton on Tuesday night. This was the last official debate. You might remember the other one was in Medicine Hat. I didn't dedicate a lot of time to this because I felt like I didn't hear a lot of new things from the candidates. At this point in the debate, you know, they're really solidifying their positions. They're repeating things that they've said. They're getting good clips for Twitter. But, you know, not a lot of new policies are emerging or new ideas are emerging in these debates. That being said, you might remember the last time we talked about this, I said Danielle Smith got so much time during the first debate because her opponents would continually pick her to debate with when they had the opportunity to pick an opponent to spar with. They didn't do that this time around. I think they probably noticed that that tactic wasn't successful for them the first time going, because all it really did was give Smith so much time to speak about her ideas, and she didn't lose her cool in the face of some really personal attacks. So, you know, the debate was a bit dry, but always good to give, you know, voters more of an opportunity to learn about their candidates. However, I thought Todd Lowen had a really strong performance. I know that Lowen has sometimes struggled with his public speaking. I thought he did a really good job. He brought some really good points on inflation and on the economy. He held Travis Taves, the former finance minister's, feet to the fire on Alberta spending when Taves was finance minister. but he also had a couple really funny moments. Take a listen to this clip of him absolutely roasting Justin Trudeau.
When it comes to grazing leases, there's a lot of contention with grazing leases, with public land, private land, and that relationship with the public, and there's a lot of work that needs to be done there. But I think when it comes, I guess I kind of want to go back to the fertilizer issue, and I actually think that if we used Justin Trudeau's BS, we could probably fertilize our crops with that. But unfortunately...
All right. We're cutting into his time here.
Maybe the world couldn't handle the crops with all that fertilizer, but...
I got a good laugh out of that. I didn't really expect it because Loewen is so nice, but I don't think anyone could say that it wasn't true what he said. Okay, everyone, thanks so much for tuning in. That's all I have for you today. If you like True North and support what we do, please visit donate.tnc.news and support our work. Thanks so much. See you next week.